Iraq's neighbors are appealing to Saddam Hussein to cooperate fully with UN weapons inspectors, foreign ministers from Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Egypt met in Istanbul yesterday. A communique issued after the meeting placed the burden on Iraq for avoiding a U.S.-led attack. But some attending the meeting issued stern warnings to the Bush administration. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Shortly before midnight, foreign ministers from the six participating countries publicly issued their joint declaration on Iraq. Yasir Yakish, the foreign minister from the host country, Turkey, began by reading from the document.
The specter of war in Iraq is looming large. The countries of this region do not wish to live through yet another war and all its devastating consequences.
Yakish said the Iraqi people and the region as a whole had suffered from both the Gulf War a decade ago and the 8-year Iran-Iraq War during the 1980s. The diplomats then directly addressed Baghdad, again the Turkish foreign minister.
We therefore solemnly call on the Iraqi leadership to move irreversibly and sincerely towards assuming their responsibilities in restoring peace and stability in the region.
The conference issued three requests. First, Baghdad should show more active cooperation with United Nations inspectors during their hunt for weapons of mass destruction. Second, Iraq should demonstrate it will respect international boundaries and no longer threaten its neighbors. And finally, Baghdad should take steps towards, quote, national reconciliation that would preserve the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Iraq. The foreign ministers refused to elaborate further on this final request. Presumably, it referred to Saddam Hussein's history of brutal repression of the ethnic Kurd minority in northern Iraq, as well as the Shia Muslims who live in the south. The declaration made no mention of the United States, even though some diplomats said Washington's war preparations had been a topic of heated debate during the negotiations. In remarks made afterwards, Egypt's envoy suggested there was a message for peace to all parties embroiled in the conflict. Iran's foreign minister, Kamal Kharazi, was more blunt.
The essence of this communique is this, that we have to stick to multilateralism and advise Americans to not resort to unilateral action.
The joint declaration endorsed the UN Security Council's role in maintaining peace and security in the region. But Syria's foreign minister later added that his government believes the Security Council has yet to authorize military action against Iraq. The diplomats vehemently denied that they'd talked yesterday about overthrowing Saddam Hussein or offering him safe exile in another country if he voluntarily stepped down. Some observers said the conference had watered down what was expected to be a no-nonsense warning to Saddam's regime, and few believe that this last-ditch appeal for peace will seriously change the current course of events in the Middle East. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.